The following presentation is provided by Information Management Solutions, a division of Southwest Solutions Group, committed to helping you make your information work for you. Welcome to part one in our series, The ROI of Digital Imaging. According to an independent study conducted by Nucleus Research, digital migration is already a well-proven process, and document management has been declared ROI positive. In developing a business case, our focus is not on whether we should invest, but rather where we should invest. If you're waiting for the tangible hardline costs of a digital conversion to stack up against your current paper-based system, then you probably have a long way to go. Trying to develop an ROI on digital conversions based on the initial investment alone is the precise reason why the majority of all corporate assets still reside on paper. Imagine what the ROI looked like when typewriters began replacing computers. If the migration to desktop computers were based solely on the cost of the equipment, we would all still be banging on Remington Rand equipment today. I do believe that most organizations want to reduce their paper, but get stuck in what might seem like an overwhelming or expensive process. I am not suggesting that all organizations need to adopt a paperless platform. 25 years ago, we were chanting paper-free in 83, and we're still trying to figure it all out. The fact is that the need to process information faster, more efficiently, and more accurately has always been the driver in innovative solutions. The entire Lean Six Sigma concepts were developed around the need to utilize wasted human talent, and managing paper-based systems burdens our labor force. Labor is still our most expensive expenditure, and our burden labor costs continue to increase every year. Digital migration is about productivity and efficiency with the added benefit of compliance and risk management. Doing more with less doesn't mean reducing our manpower, but rather using our human talents more effectively. We typically spare no expense when it comes to empowering our sales divisions with the latest and greatest technology. We want our sales teams to be as productive as possible to minimize the sales cycle and allow them to do business as effectively as possible so that they can spend more time in front of prospective clients rather than behind a desk. We use BlackBerries, laptops, internet cards, iPads, and remote logins. We want to make sure we get the highest return on our sales teams. Why then would we not want the same for our entire organization? Labor is and always will be our highest operational cost, and it makes sense that we should get the highest return on that investment. We most often see accounts payable departments leading the way in digital migration. They are still a heavily paper-based function with stringent compliance requirements. Digital migration helps them to reduce errors, minimize vendor phone calls, and streamline a process that will reduce bottom-line operating costs. These are benefits relative to all of our business functions. Most of us have heard the statistics about managing information, but how many of us actually take the time to relate those statistics to our own day-to-day functions? Let's walk through the top 10 statistics that have been around the information management industry for years. As we go through them, try to apply them to your own organization. Number 1. 7 to 10% of corporate operating expenditures are spent on manual document management. Ironically, the following 9 statistics provide a strong argument that this figure may very well be underestimated. In part 2 of our series, we will walk through a step-by-step process to uncover exactly what your filing systems are costing you. Number 2. 70% of paper management is labor-related. It's not surprising that the remaining 30% is allotted to the procurement of supplies, equipment, and outside storage. Number 3. 80% of all employees waste an average of 30 minutes per day retrieving information. Again, I think this number is grossly underestimated. Any organization that maintains their records in paper-based filing systems most likely spends at least that amount of time just walking back and forth to where the records reside. That doesn't account for all the times we stop in between. Number 4. 60% of employees spend an hour or more a day duplicating the work of others. This rings true for all of us, and it's founded in a culture of low confidence. How many times have you printed out an email or copied a document so that you could ensure you would know where it was when you needed it? When we conduct file system inventories, duplication is a constant, especially when information within the files needs to be shared by multiple departments. Number 5. For every dollar a company spends for a final document, $10 is spent to manage the process. $10 barely covers 1 hour of the burden labor cost of a minimum wage employee. And remember, this is referring to a document, not a file. Number 6. Listen carefully. 60 to 70% of company assets are manual paper-based archives. Sound unbelievable? In 2009, Iron Mountain reported $30 billion in revenues and $220 million in net income. The lion's share of Iron Mountain's business is still in storing and discarding physical paper documents. Organizations paralyzed by regulatory fear are seeing their storage costs increase every year. Ironically, keeping documents too long not only burdens our financial statements, but increases our litigation risk. Imagine the cost of having to duplicate and produce all the documents in your offsite storage. Cost aside, how probable is it that the documents will not hurt you more than help you? Retention management is the biggest risk factor for executives. Over 75% of the information sent to archive is not monitored or reviewed, and for all intents and purposes, is a ticking time bomb. If you've been running some mental calculations on your costs and processing, you're probably asking yourself why your organization functions this way. But you already know the answer to that question. It's simply because you've always done it that way. Perhaps the final three will help you make the commitment to investigate a more efficient and innovative process. Let's keep going. Number 8, 5% of all documents get lost. And number 9, 3% remain misfiled. Having worked with thousands of clients in the past 20 years, I would attest that this number is much higher. With the lack of controls and standardization of the creation of records, most clients don't even know what they have, and hence don't know what may be lost or missing. Having conducted countless records management surveys, I have yet to see a file system without misfiles. Aside from the obvious effects of misfiled documents, this also serves to feed the cycle of duplication. Finally, number 10. Professionals spend 5 to 15% of their time reading information, but up to 50% looking for it. This is classic, and is perhaps the most frustrating part of doing business today. The productivity of our workforce is heavily reliant on the availability and access of information, not to mention the ability to serve our customers in an environment where customer service has become king. We want our information to be accurate, and we want it fast. So let's recap backwards. If we spend 50% of our time looking for information, that we spend 5% reading, and most of our assets are managed on paper, requiring extensive labor and resources, which in turn represents a minimum of 10% of our operating budget, how can we ignore the additional employees we continue to hire to supplement this work? Or better yet, the decrease in output from the same number of employees? In a benchmark study conducted by, again, Nucleus Research, 83% of document management implementers, chosen without vendor input, claimed positive ROI from their DM implementation. Overall, participants cited the biggest productivity returns in terms of accelerated document retrieval, faster filing, reduced staffing, and the biggest cost savings in the reduction of printing, distribution, and storage costs. Document management has already been declared ROI positive. Join us in part 2 of this series as we guide you through a step-by-step process of capturing your own ROI data. You may download a copy of this script at our website at www.ssgims.com. Southwest Solutions Group, helping you make your information work for you.